Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Lainey Chambers, who is a mortgage loan officer with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. And today, we also have with us Mark Rogers with Trailstone Insurance, and I'm Mike Saunders. And guys, it's a great time to be talking because we just love learning from each other and tips and tricks. And so, Lainey, welcome to the program. And I just want to just ask, give us a little bit of your background. What got you actually into the mortgage business back in the day?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one.
Oh, that sounds like a long one.
Yeah. Well, I was actually still in college working at the dog track as a mutual teller. So I had some pretty prominent clients coming out, betting on the horses and things like that. And one of the guys was a manager at a mortgage company and finally talked me into coming and working with him. He would show me the ropes. And I ended up the year later getting my degree in college for environmental science and remote sensing image interpretation. And I never ended up going into the field. I just loved doing mortgage so much. I stayed, and that was 18 years ago.
Now, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, you know, well, my grandparents and parents were all in the mortgage business or real estate. And so that was the family. But I've never heard someone say they were working a dog track and that led me to lending. So you should run with that. That's a great story. I'm sure you could go all kinds of places with that. Awesome. Yep. So what about lending really made you go, ooh, this is really fun and it really resonates with you?
Well, for me, I do a lot of the down payment assistance programs for first-time home buyers. Some of you don't even have to be a first-time home buyer, but people who don't necessarily have their own down payment. So that's kind of my little specialty. There's not a lot of us that do that. It's a little more time-consuming. A lot of the borrowers just need a little more help. But that's truly where my passion is in this business. But of course, I do everything, all of the loans.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, you don't want to say I can do anything for anybody at any time, because then what do you really do? So that's your specialty. But of course, as those people need to, you know, oh, hey, Lainey, you helped me with my house 3 years ago. We need to buy another house. Of course, you can do that mortgage, but this happens to be your sweet spot. So let's talk a little bit about that. I would be very interested, because I think that that kind of approach would be very helpful to realtors that you work with, because that helps them win business. So talk a little bit about that program and some of the tools that you provide them.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as far as the down payment assistance programs, you really have to keep up on those because they change constantly. A lot of them are just area-based, like either a city or county. There's a few that are state, but you just have to be really aware of those. Basically, it's based off of the loan amount. So for example, if you're, you know, getting a $500,000 house and your loan is going to be, you know, $480,000, then we would give you a percentage of that $480,000 to cover your down payment. Okay. So it goes anywhere from a 2% grant or a second mortgage, a silent second with no interest rate or no payment. Or it can go all the way up to 6%, just depending on what you need and what you qualify for.
And then is that tied to a traditional loan, like an FHA loan? And then those programs fill in the gap for the down payment?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. It's just like a regular loan. We just help with the down payment. And then as far as the realtors are concerned on that, the borrowers really, it's not such a big deal to them, but we do everything in-house. So we fund everything. We do all the loans. We don't have to send anything out to get approved or anything. Yeah. So no one really feels what's going on except me. You know what I mean? My team.
You feel the stress, but your clients don't.
Exactly. Because we just do it all. So yeah.
Well, I think that's a point that maybe we should spend just a second or two on, because a lot of times people are like, oh, look at our company. We're big and I'm wonderful. I've had a lot of experience. But when you say we're local and in-house, that's a big deal. I spent about 10 years in the mortgage industry back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I can tell you that when you have to send a package out, like I think back then you didn't even have like, you know, secure uploads. You had to like FedEx it up. But when you have to send it out and then wait, and then it gets into the queue for the underwriter, and then you wait, when you can like tiptoe over to the underwriter, the processor, and go, hey, can we goose this along? Or, hey, do you have a question? That speeds the process up and you may save, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days in processing, which could make all the difference in the world in a transaction, right?
Oh, absolutely. And on top of that, I'll just say we have something called Fairway Advantage. So on everything, on every person that I send out on the street with my realtor, they are already pre-approved.
Okay.
So I spend the extra 2 days up front after application getting their documents and sending it directly through underwriting so that they are fully, fully approved when they hit the street. There's
now,
no questions.
Let's talk about that for a second. So yeah, Mark's point about surprises, I want to peel back the onion and go, tell us the difference between pre-qualified and pre-approved, because there's a big difference. And to Mark's point, that prevents those surprises.
Exactly. So a pre-approval is basically what we used to do before the market was so fast and furious and you know, everybody fighting for everything. We used to do a pre-qualification. That was basically, yes, your credit's good. I verified your income with your pay stubs, go out and start looking. Now you have to be on your toes. That package has to be completely approved so you can close in 2 weeks if that's what this seller needs to do, and you have that advantage. On top of it, if you are all the way pre-approved with our Fairway Advantage that I just mentioned, we do also offer a cash guarantee. And what that means is if my borrower is opting for a home, they can offer this cash guarantee and say, if my loan does not close for any reason, the seller will receive a cash guarantee of $10,000, or Fairway will buy that home, whichever one they opt to do. If they have to be out of that home, we will buy it for the appraised value or the contract price, whichever is lower. So we'll pay it. So the seller feels very secure in picking the offer from my realtor and my borrower, because they've already been pre-approved and we're guaranteeing we'll either buy that house or give that seller 10 grand if this does not close.
So this is not me. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I apologize, Mike. It really helps offset that cash buyer's advantage, it sounds like.
Yeah, it really does.
Yes.
Yeah. And the seller can opt, like I said, either one. They can walk away with the 10 grand or continue and sell the house and be done with it. So it really gives them a secure feeling.
I mean, this is not me being like incredulous because, wow, you said something cool and this is amazing. That's cool and amazing. Because there's, I remember back in the day, you know, oh, we're pre-qualified and you were good to go. And then you would send in their package to the underwriter and they now nitpick on the pay stub and go, oh, we don't like the fact that whatever. And all of a sudden it's not as strong as you thought it was. And now everything falls apart. Well, pre-qualified with this guarantee means the underwriter's already looked at it. And on top of that, if something happens, $10,000, I would venture to say that your real estate agents have some special gold foil stamp that they put on the contract to go, you need to pick this because here's this $10,000 guarantee. That's huge.
Yeah, it's a certificate I've been sending out and my realtors have been submitting it with the offer. I can't tell you how many listing agents have called me and said, is this real?
Yeah, right.
Is this really what's going on? And I say, yeah, that's our guarantee right there. And the president of my company's name is on there along with mine. So yes.
And of course, that listing agent that once they see how that actually did work, and hopefully you didn't have to enact the guarantee, but that nice, peaceful feeling that they get, I'm sure that you're having coffee and lunch with them later going, okay, and how would you like me to help you with this guarantee for your clients? Because
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. that's unheard of in the industry.
We actually sat down, we've done so much to try and help our realtor partners and the buyers out there get into these homes right now, because it is getting tougher right now to do these type of things. So yeah, we're doing that. And then on top of it, I'm going to just throw one more little bit of icing on this cake. We just invoked something called Lock, Shop, and Go. So if you do have the Fairway Advantage pre-approval, you get out there, start looking, you can lock in your rate for 90 days. Once you go under contract, if that rate has dropped within 3 days, we can lock it at the lower rate.
Okay. So now again, this is me talking back the good old days, or, you know, so this is, I've not been in the business for over a decade, but I can tell you that when you tell a buyer, oh, lock the rate in, and and what if rates go up? They love the sound of that. But now if it's more than like 30 days, you got to pay big premiums to go 60. And then, oh my word, no way, 90. So when you can lock for 90 days, that's that is like the icing on the cake. It's like, give me a microphone, let me drop it.
Yeah. And it's not, and you don't have to buy it down or anything. If once you're under contract and we get that contract within 3 days, we'll lock that rate in for you. At that point, it's a 60 day lock, but we'll lock it in at the lower rate. If your rate that you're at right now is lower, we keep it there. If it has gone down, we'll relock it at the lower rate.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're doing everything we can to help people and realtors get these homes sold and bought.
Now, here's a question. When you say you focus on or specialize in the first time home buyers and down payment assistance, so these 10,000 and the 90 day lock, that applies to those programs as well, right?
It just depends. I'm not going to say straight across the board, yes or no. Some of them we can, some of these we can't.
Well, thank you for that. Cause that is awesome. Yeah. Let's be transparent. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Get with Lainey, because she can tell you what's best for you. You know, if you don't have the down payment, don't worry, come talk to her. But, being able to, you know, I've heard several times you say already, it helps us serve our real estate realtor partners. And when you can bring these special tools to them, that helps them win new business for themselves, which then they can't close it without your wonderful deal. So what a great team that is.
Oh yeah. It's been working out fabulously. I'm really happy.
Yeah. That's kind of a conversation starter. Like, hey, Mr. or Ms. Realtor, I'm a mortgage lender. No, stop before you cut me off. I've got a question for you. How would a $10,000 guarantee with a 90 day lock sound? And can I tell you, take 5 minutes just to tell you a little bit about that? And if you'd like to hear more, then we can have coffee or lunch and whatever. I would venture to say you got something to talk about other than the koozie and, you know, rate sheets that come over every day.
Exactly. It's been really nice of Fairway coming up with all of these tools for us. We have one more other thing that I've been working on actually this week. It's called a 2-1 buy down. A lot of these sellers are under contract and the buyers are walking away because they see the market is going down, and they say, I'm going to buy something else because it's going to be $15,000, $20,000 less. Well, we were trying to come up. I actually had three deals of my buyers wanting to walk away. So we kind of came up with this, the 2-1 buy down. It's an old type of way of doing business that we used to do. But basically, instead of the seller dropping the price to meet the new market prices that are kind of trending downwards, we take that difference. So like on a $650,000 house, let's just say, a price reduction of $15,000. We keep the purchase price at $650,000, but then we take that $15,000 and buy down the rate on a temporary 2-1 buy down. So it goes from being the going rate to a percentage less for the first year, and then it goes up 1% that next year. So for example, I know this is confusing, but like on a $650,000 purchase price with a 5% down payment and a 6.5 rate, your payment's going to be $3,900 basically. If we use the $15,000 and do the buy down, your rate's going to be 4.5, which is $3,100. So you're saving almost $800 a month, $774 is what I wrote. And then the next year it goes up one. So it goes up to $3,506.
Still less than what it originally was.
Exactly. Yeah. It's still less, but when we figured it out, you would need, for every 1% rate increase, you would only need a 3.3% raise to cover that difference in payment. Okay. Now, hopefully in a couple years, the rates are going to be back down a little bit. So then all you do is refinance out.
Yeah. So now is that 2-1 buy down? What happens after that 1% from that 4.5 to 5.5? What happens at that point?
It goes back to the fixed original 6.5 rate. These okay. are just rates I just
which is what you would have paid anyway. But
had
now,
in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Right? So for instance, where would $15,000 be best used? Dropping the purchase price? Maybe not,
mm-mm.
because
no.
if you recalculated the 6.5 percent on 635, not 650. That's not as beneficial as dropping that rate down, like you just mentioned. So that's a very yeah. unique way to structure that. And let's get right back to what you just said. In-house local, you couldn't just yep. walk into the president and go, "Hey, I've noticed these three deals. What can we do about it?" And clickety clackety click with the computer going, "How about let's do this?" You couldn't do that with a national multinational lender. It would be like, "Sell what you got. Get out of my office."
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are a national lender, but we are local.
But in-house local yeah, feel.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, national means good growth and strength, but having those in-house decisions and those kind of flexibility like you just described, again, yep. that's really unheard of.
Yeah, exactly. When we did the calculation the other day, the $650,000 house with that buy down is like buying a $525,000 house for the first year of payments. So your payment would be like you were paying on a 525.
So yet another layer of insurance for yep. your realtor partners to help mm-hmm. them keep the deal together when the market moves and when, if and when a buyer starts going, "Oh, I need, no. Check this out." You know, yeah. and so to me, that's such a power pack of.
And this benefits. One's good for listing agents yeah. too, because if they explain this to their sellers up yeah. front and they say, "We're not going to drop your price, but you're going to offer this buy down and for their rate reduction." I mean, everybody who walks through that door is going to want to buy your house.
Yeah.
You know,
because you're going to drop a $15,000 anyway, that level.
Right.
So why not leave it alone and take that 15 and bam, put it right in their back yep. pocket with lower payments.
Exactly. It helps everybody yeah. in the whole transaction.
Wow. Yeah.
There's some really nice, innovative products or endorsements to your products. That's really great.
It's a hard market right now.
Yeah. And your client. Yeah, things have changed a little bit, right, in the last 6-8 months. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm glad to hear how well you guys are responding to the market.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, guess what, Lainey? Like I said before, this was not fake incredulism of like, "Oh, my word, that's so amazing." But oh my word, that really is amazing. We just don't hear that a lot in the industry. We don't see that. And this is spectacular. And I'm glad that we brought you on, because this is some wonderful, wonderful news. So I just think this is amazing. So any last thoughts that you would like to share, and then tell people that are interested in hearing this, how can they reach out and connect with you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't really have any closing thoughts. Just I'm here for you. I'm trying to do everything I can on this end to help my realtor partners and my borrowers get into homes. So if you have a situation or something, I mean, we could possibly figure it out. Even with sellers, like I was just saying, with the listing agents. But yeah, if you email me, my email is Lainey C, and that's LAINIEC as in Chambers. @ fairwaymc.com, like fairwaymortgagecompany.com. Lainey C @ fairwaymc.com. My cell phone is 720-495-2788.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It was a real pleasure talking with you and learning about how you guys are really, really serving the market with innovative products. So I really appreciate you coming on.
I really appreciate you both having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.